It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. This is where we'll be for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is Thursday, December 19, 2024. That means that there's Thursday Night Football. And right now, this minute, this second, the Denver Broncos lead the Los Angeles Chargers. The score is 14. Hickey, did he just miss that field goal? Did he miss?
No, it was good.
Okay. It's 14-10. Yeah, that field goal was made by the Chargers. Cameron Dicker, 37-yard field goal. And Bo Nix has already thrown a touchdown. Gus Edwards rushed for another one. Audric Estime rushed for a touchdown to open things up for Denver. 14-10, the Broncos lead in Los Angeles. If the Broncos win this game, they are in the postseason. If the Chargers win, yeah, they improve to 9-6, but they still need a little bit more help. I feel confident that both teams will make it in. Bo Nix is 9 of 11 with that touchdown. Justin Herbert, a perfect 7 of 7 so far for 88 yards. Let's see what happens out in Los Angeles. It's been a busy day all over the damn place. We got news not too long ago that Carson Beck is going to be out for the college football playoff, the quarterfinal. We got the college football playoffs. They start tomorrow. That'll be a lot of fun. We got NFL action over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes will be playing. We learned that the NBA is switching up its all-star game format. Sammy Sosa apologized to the Cubs. We'll talk about that later in the show. Dennis Rodman apologizes to his daughter. It's just so much. Less than 24 hours, I told you about the playoff. We got Indiana and Notre Dame tomorrow night. Earlier today, we had the New York Jets making fools of themselves. And how about this? David Montgomery with the Lions is targeting a playoff return because apparently he did not need surgery on his knee injury. And so what was scheduled for an MCL surgery, he's going to try to go through with rehab and therapy and see what happens from there. So the Detroit Lions have been injury ravaged just all over the place. Defensive line, and now offense. Maybe they get a key player back in David Montgomery to still work out there and go to town with Jahmyr Gibbs. So it has been quite a day. And, of course, as we continue on, I am going to give you at the end of the show a few things that took place this day in sports history. I said this last hour. Hey, this is going to be my last show for the year 2024. The next time you hear me here on the Infinity Sports Network, I'll be back after the new year. I'll be back on January 6th. And so I will be intently watching all of the football games between now and then. And so, hey, I'm going to enjoy myself while I am here. If you want to give me a call, easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You could also find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Once again, right now, this minute, this second, the Denver Broncos lead the Los Angeles Chargers in Los Angeles 14-10. I told you about the importance of this game for both of these teams. If the Denver Broncos win, they are in the postseason. They have guaranteed themselves a spot despite having a rookie QB. And I want you to hear from their head coach, because earlier today, Sean Payton spoke. We know he is typically a grump. He's an old man. He's screaming at you to get off his lawn. He's insulting coaches on other teams like, I don't know, Nathaniel Hackett on the Jets. Sean Payton made it very clear earlier today, I'm not worried about no playoffs. What I'm worried about is what the hell we're doing right now and how we're playing.
Focus really is on us, you know, and obviously it's a division opponent and we have great respect for them. But the focus is on our preparation and attention to detail.
Well, right now they're leading. It's about 8 minutes to go in the first half. Broncos lead the Chargers 14-10. I told you that Sean Payton is someone who's never shy and holding his tongue. Remember, he was taking shots at Nathaniel Hackett. Remember, he was taking digs at the former head coach of the Denver Broncos, who's already been demoted as offensive coordinator of the New York Jets. Well, today was a terrible day for the New York Jets. They spent the better part of today in terrible headlines, having to defend themselves, because an article was published in The Athletic that basically let the world know how bad and how pathetic the New York Jets have been. That their owner, Woody Johnson, yelled at the backup quarterback for losing a game, who played, by the way, with broken ribs. Woody Johnson wanted to let him know how terrible he was. I mean, we got reports that Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, he basically allowed his teenage son to give him input as to personnel decisions. I mean, one of the rumors that we got today was that his son helped nix a trade for 1,000-yard receiver with the Browns, Jerry Jeudy, because his rating in Madden, yes, the video game, was not high. I mean, even Jerry Jeudy had to laugh at this report. Unfortunately for me, I think there might be a little bit of truth to it. Listen.
To be honest, I don't believe it. I think that's a fake news, for real. Why would somebody look at Madden rating? Be real. I don't think that's real, but, you know, it's funny.
Why would somebody look at a Madden rating? Why would somebody have their child so involved in the team? Unless you're just just a rich guy with rich kids, entitled kids. And Hickey, I think when Zach Wilson was selected by the New York Jets, I think the teenage son called him to let him know. Now, I'm not joking.
Dad, this is the guy?
Yeah, no, I think, for real. I think he called him. He was in the draft room. I think they let him make the call.
I was just searching his Instagram, because in that story they said that Brick, which is Woody's son, gave like that expletive, I guess, laced rant or, motivational speech in the locker room after a Jets win and posted to social media. I'm like, oh my God, let me see if I can find this. Well, I guess the word got out. He put his social media on private.
Oh, hilarious.
So I was dying to see what he had to rally the troops up with.
Higgy, I searched for it too. And I searched all over. And I saw it before he made it private. That was gone. It wasn't there at all.
Oh.
And then I looked elsewhere on the internet. I couldn't find it. And I think I'm a good internet sleuth. I did not find it anywhere.
That's a shame. We need that content.
We need him interrupting Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, give me that ball, all right? I got this.
You know, and Aaron Rodgers is such a you-know-what. He probably was like, man, this little bleepity bleep 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 bleep. And Aaron Rodgers, what a funny guy. You know, he's sitting around towing. I don't even want to call it the company line. Because we know Aaron Rodgers probably at this point, as he primarily has been, he's just like, I'm thinking about myself. This place sucks. This team sucks. Look at where I'm at. I should have stayed up in the woods. What am I doing this crap for? Because I love football. I mean, you now even got Aaron Rodgers being a good guy. It was only a few years ago that the Green Bay Packers selected Jordan Love, and Aaron Rodgers sat around and said he needed a shot. He needed a shot of tequila to deal with his potential replacement. Aaron Rodgers, who's been open over the past few weeks about his future, more recently he's saying, yeah, I don't know if the Jets want me back. I got to figure out if I want to keep playing. I'll decide that at the end of the season. Now he says if they want him back, Aaron Rodgers would not mind mentoring a rookie QB. Listen to this.
When they drafted Jordan, I felt like I was one bad stretch from being benched. And I, won MVP a couple years. So that's the way the league is. You got to prove it. You can play every single week and through stretches. So if they asked me back and they drafted a guy, I'd mentor the hell out of them if I was playing. And I'd try and play as well as I could to keep him on the bench.
Come on, Hickey. Don't his comments, don't they now make you want to sit down and watch the documentary on Netflix? Don't you want to watch?
No.
Oh, man. Come on. I'm trying to. Come on, so we can talk about it. Come on, man.
He speaks three times a week. He's on Pat McAfee. He gives his opinion whenever anybody, when no one's even asking, he gives his opinion. What is there possibly that this Netflix crew got that I didn't already know?
So far, nothing.
And you watched two episodes, you said?
Two. You get to watch him do the ayahuasca. That's what you haven't seen.
Is that the most intriguing part?
Yeah, when they're painting his face and he's laying in the water and he's dancing. And oh, I learned that he introduced Jordan Poirier to the ayahuasca. He was intrigued, so he went and did it with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting in bed with the enemy. Interesting.
Yeah. And there's another NFL player, some guy I never heard of, who's there as well.
Mm-hmm. Try hope for some powers to be a better player.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Listen, I respect it. Whatever it takes.
They're trying to free themselves. And I'm fine with that. Whatever makes you happy, whatever helps you, whatever makes you better, okay? They went into a tent. They stayed in there with rocks. You know, the rocks were, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
It makes you hallucinate, right? The ayahuasca, that's like the goal?
Yes. Yes, it makes you, yes. It's a drug.
Do you see Rogers going through the hallucinations? Do they show that part?
No. They show him sipping the cup.
Okay.
And then we see him the next morning.
Now,
from my research, Hickey, research.
Dig in here.
Yeah, research only. I don't know how else to describe it, but an ayahuasca trip, that might not be the right word. it only lasts for about 4 to 6 hours. Supposed to.
Only?
Yeah. So if
that
you
sounds
do,
like a lifetime.
No, if you're doing this at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, you do this after dinner time, then you should be good in the morning. Should.
Sure, but I'm saying while it's going on, I mean, if you're hallucinating for 6 hours. Well,
they say that
that's not a short time.
Maybe you fall asleep, you know? It takes a while for things to hit your system. Let's say 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then an hour you start to feel some stuff, and then you start seeing things, and reportedly, I think for some people, it makes you you know, lose your lunch either forward or backwards, you know. So, yeah, you can try it. Go to Costa Rica. Go ahead.
No, I'll go to Costa Rica. No problem. I'll enjoy the beaches. I'll kick my feet up.
That's what he did in the lake, in the pond, in the tent.
I'll stay away from that.
In ayahuasca, you could do it.
I'm good. Thank you. I'll leave that to Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Poirier, and some no-name NFL player.
If we could arrange a free trip for you to go to Costa Rica, would you do the ayahuasca? That's the kicker. You get to go to Costa Rica for a week, but you got to do 3 days of ayahuasca.
No. I'm out. I will sit at home in my apartment in freezing cold weather and be happier than it would be on a beach with Aaron Rodgers doing ayahuasca. No, thank you.
They say that you come out a better person. You don't want to be a better person, Nikki? Come on. You're a great guy already, but you could be better.
I think I could be a better person looking inwards, sober, and maybe figure out what I have to, you know, do better 3 days in my apartment.
Jordan Poirier said he did the ayahuasca, and now he doesn't even want to drink anymore. So,
what? I mean, I don't want that. I like drinking, you know? I don't want to lose that ability. Come on. What am I going to do with my Saturdays?
Oh, I don't. You'll be a better person.
That sounds terrible.
You'll be a better person.
Volunteer?
You'll be a better person.
Go to church?
You'll be a better person, man. Come on.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Damn, Hickey. Ouch.
No, I like church. I kid. But helping people, volunteering? Man.
Okay.
Doing things my girlfriend wants to do?
Okay. Yeah.
There are lines for everybody.
All right. No ayahuasca for you. Hickey, that's why I said just give me the drugs here. I can take them in my apartment. Why not?
Would you do ayahuasca or would you rather do a darkness retreat?
What happens? You just no phone?
Nothing. No phone, no internet, no light for like 2 days, maybe 3 days. You're basically in a cabin and you have, like, they black out the lights, so you have no idea what time it is. It's complete darkness.
What are my other forms of entertainment?
There is none. You basically lay there.
No, I don't
It's like a bed and a toilet. That's it. And your thoughts.
I don't have a companion.
No companion.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. I mean, if I had a companion, then maybe. But I'm not being locked.
No?
I'm not being locked nowhere by myself. No thanks. No
Fair.
Thanks. No thanks. I think there are people who do that every day, okay? And I don't think they want to be in that position.
Are the walls padded?
I don't know if the walls are padded, but I know they're locked, okay? The walls and the doors are locked. No thanks. A decline. This is the New York Jets quarterback, okay? This is what they deserve, and he deserves them. Misery loves company. What a world, what a world, what a world. Hey, meanwhile, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, it appears that he's A-OK. for this Saturday game against the Texans. We know that Patrick Mahomes sprained his ankle. Everybody's been saying up, down, in and around that it is no big deal. Andy Reid says Mahomes looks excellent in practice. He looks fine.
He moved around pretty good. So you're always looking to make sure they can get out of the way, not not to further any harm to him. So, so that's what I look at.
That's what he looks at. Yeah, he'll be fine. This guy, Patrick Mahomes is bionic. I don't know, maybe it's that dad bod that everybody shamed him for. It makes it impossible to injure him. Hickey, I bet you if he was built like, I don't know, who's a Jack QB?
Will Levis.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if Will Levis got bent that way, he'd be out for the season. He'd be out next year, too.
Yeah, I'd be out next year, regardless of the injury or not.
And they'd be sitting him down because he sucks. Yeah, man. Is he still benched, right?
Still benched.
Oh, man.
Some of those turnovers he had on Sunday, my goodness.
Yeah, well, it's the end of the year. What? They're like, man, we don't even want to look at you the rest of the season. Just go eat some mayonnaise or something. Like, I don't even know. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Denver, another score for the Broncos. The Broncos now lead the Chargers 21-10. It's 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Bo Nix throwing another touchdown a few minutes ago to Devon Bale. 21-10, Denver over the Chargers. They win, they're in the postseason, and it's rather early, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, Aaron Rodgers says wacky things. I remember a long time ago, about 20 years ago, Sammy Sosa forgot to speak English. Well, today, Sammy Sosa wrote a statement. It wasn't English. Probably got some help. But Sammy Sosa made an apology for something that he did. Take a guess. Take a wild guess while Sammy Sosa said sorry. And Dennis Rodman, typically not in the news, which is an amazing thing. I can't remember the last time Dennis Rodman was in the news. I think that's awesome. Well, he is in the news, and Dennis Rodman has an apology for his daughter. I will explain on the other side of the break. If you want to call me, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have so much to do. We'll tell you about these apologies on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man, Hickey, what is that, related to the New York Jets?
That for sure. I guess they must have listened because they are
garbage. Hot trash in August. That's when the trash is. Oof. That the worst in New York City? Would you say August or July? August, probably. Early July, late July, early August.
Yeah, the dog days when it's just hot and that the garbage has been out there for like 2 days and the trucks don't come around. Oh,
yeah. Oh, man. I heard, by the way, we were talking about them stupid-ass $9 hot dogs in Phoenix that they've now dropped to $2 if you go see a Suns game. I see the fare to get on the subway in New York is going up to $3 one way.
Really? Where'd you see this?
It was approved yesterday by the MTA.
What? They just raised it to $2.90 like not that long ago.
What's another 10 cents?
For what? For broken-down trains? The train I took coming here, JR, was disgusting.
What do you mean? As in, like, the people or the train?
Well, the train, in part because of the people on it, person on it. Disgust. It smelled so bad.
Oh.
And now I got to pay more to deal with that?
One way, $3.
Oh.
You know, there was a point in time I remember getting on the express bus to leave the city. That was like $2.50. And then it went to $3. And now it costs you $3 just to get on the subway one stop? Come on, bro. That's crazy. And now congestion. I used to drive, not in the city all the time, but I lived outside the city. I would drive into the city, and it's enough I had to pay the toll. If you had to pay a toll on a Henry Hudson Bridge, I don't know how much it cost me, $6, $9, and now you got to pay to go into the heart of the city? Now you got to pay more?
Crazy. Don't come to New York City.
Yeah, good advice.
Simple as that.
Good advice. That's why I didn't go to the holiday party. What was it, last week?
Last week, 14th floor. You could have been here, had a good time before. Go do the show here.
No thanks.
No.
I didn't go to the holiday party here in Georgia. No thanks. Nope. No thanks. I'm not in a holiday mood. I'm a Grinch.
Jeez, that's... Okay, all right.
No reason to be in a holiday. I told you, I get socks and nothing. I get socks and nothing. What are you getting for the holidays? Do you have any idea? Did you tell anybody you want something?
I did not.
Okay, all right.
So...
Do you anticipate getting anything?
Well, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I hope so. I hope there's some presents under the tree. Not sure exactly what yet. But I also like surprises.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
a trip to the Maldives.
Fingers crossed.
A trip to
Costa Rica. No ayahuasca. All right, sign me up. I'll be there.
Yeah, that'd be good. Send pictures. That'd be cool. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. What the hell is all that? Was Richard Sherman. I said, who's that guy? And by the way, the Denver Broncos still lead the Chargers 21-10. And officially just getting past the two-minute mark on the snap of the ball here. The Chargers trying to put some points on the board prior to halftime. Anyway, I told you about where we discussed the NBA, the changes to the All-Star game. Now they're now splitting all 24 players, all 24 All-Stars up into three separate teams. They got a fourth team that is just the rising star, so a bunch of young guys, and they're just going to play a couple of mini tournaments to decide, you know, who wins the All-Star game. Okay, whatever. The NFL, knowing that we're basically pulling up to the conclusion of the regular season, that it's going to be time for the Pro Bowl. I know everybody's excited about that. We know the NFL has already abandoned that game because in football, you can certainly understand. Why the hell are we just destroying each other? We've been whooping each other's asses since September. We've been in training camp since July. Like, why am I risking myself? And so the players don't play hard because the season is over. This is really nothing to play for. And you can't half-ass football. So the NFL has gone into playing flag football in addition to a series of mini games. Who's the fastest? Who's the strongest? Who can throw, you know, the most accurate ball? All of this ridiculousness. The NFL is taking it a step further. We'll still have the flag football game that everybody loves so much. 7-on-7 flag football game. The Mannings, yes, both Eli and Peyton, will still be coaches. But then, Hickey, I know you're going to love this. We're going to have a game of dodgeball. Not only are we getting dodgeball, these NFL Pro Bowlers, the best football players in the world, or at least America, because who else plays football that matters? Nobody else. Maybe Canada. Hi, Canada. The players are going to play tug of war, Hickey. They're going to have a game show. The players are going to compete in helmet harmony to see how much they know about each other. And everybody can sit down and watch this in Orlando. I know you don't care. You're not hyped about the All-Star game. Are you hyped for the Pro Bowl festivities?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, Helmet Harmony. Sorry, not going to get me to tune in. Is Travis Kelce hosting that, by the way?
I don't know.
Hosted every other game show, I feel like.
He should be busy with the Super Bowl, maybe, right?
True. That's true. Although he never passes up an opportunity to be on TV, so he may do both.
Yeah, well, it's good for his brand. It's good for his pocket. I hope they live happily ever after. Is that what it is?
That's what they say.
15 years, Hickey. 15? 10?
That's a while. I mean, I was going to say.
Under, over on 10. Forget marriage.
Oh, they'll get, well under. There's. They, I mean, no, well
oh,
under.
Oh, come on. Wow.
They're
man.
Not lasting.
Do you agree they have to get married for the story to continue, for the branding? They have to get married, right?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
What?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think they get married at some point over the next 5 years?
I do not.
You don't think they get married at all?
I don't. No.
You think they just date?
No, I think they break up.
Oh, well, 5 years over under.
Under.
From now, another 5 years
yes,
under.
Under. I think 5 years in total under.
I think you have to complete the story.
But like, what does that even mean? Complete the
There is more equity. There's more equity and more money in this for both of them. If they stick around together for another year or 2 years, right? He retires. They win the Super Bowl. Hickey, could you imagine? If this man wins another Super Bowl and then proposes after he wins, could you imagine?
That would be pretty nauseating. That's unfair. Nauseating strong.
Do you understand it's a possibility?
Yes.
Would he do it? Would he do it? You think he would, or would it be a distraction?
Maybe I'm crazy here. Doesn't it feel like too soon? Like, she's been on tour basically the entire time they're dating. How much time have they actually spent together? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's a good question.
And Travis probably more so than Taylor, but so this is maybe more for Taylor. Does she really need more money? Does she need to bleed out a relationship that she's not in?
Well, but it's not
for what?
That's negative. Don't be so negative.
You said they need to get married to complete the story.
Yeah, well, that's not negative. That's positive.
No, that's negative because they're staying together not because they love each other, but because
you don't
people think this is storybook.
She has more equity and money to be made in a tour. She can do another stadium tour for sure if she gets together with him and they get married and then it doesn't work out. And then she can put an album out about how it doesn't work out. And now she can travel all around the world with a fan base that has grown with her. And now this fan base is now old enough to experience heartbreak. She could tour football stadiums and soccer stadiums all over the world, making money on heartbreak, which she's already done. But now she could do it at a higher level because she got divorced.
Oh, my. She would lose that divorce. Oh, again, I'm sure the prenups are signed.
What do you mean lose the divorce?
She has way more money than Travis Kelce ever will make in his life.
No, she's never given this guy a buck. Come on.
So I'm just saying, like,
No. She's secure.
Taylor Swift, she already makes a lot of money. Again, if they break up, they broke up tomorrow, she could write a whole album just on the 2-year relationship.
Right. But I think it's different if you get married. It's different.
So you think they're getting married?
2-3 years.
But, like, it's
max.
This is going to end in a marriage, you're thinking.
It's going to end in a marriage, and it's going to end in a divorce after that.
And you think it's going to be quick? Like, are you saying 2 to 3 years when they're married or 2 to 3 years when they're divorced?
You know, these Hollywood relationships all shotgun, right? So maybe they get married in 2 years. They get married in secret, but they can't do it in secret because they need the publicity. Nah, this is going to be a big to-do. He's going to propose. They'll get married. They'll get married in 3 months. Because what do they need to prepare for, right? We got money. We don't need to save up for nothing. We don't need to think about anything. Here's a ring. You live with me, and this is what we do. And then they get a divorce because he goes back to the other lady.
Yeah, Goodell, I'm sure, is all in on that plan.
I think it's great. I think it's a great plan.
That'd be cha-ching, cha-ching for the NFL.
Yeah, it would. Wait until he proposes at the Super Bowl.
Who do you think puts the report out first? Like Adam Schefter, like... hearing sources.
No, he doesn't do that.
A proposal could happen.
Yeah, right.
You have to build it up.
Hey, Hickey, third quarter, Chiefs are leading the Eagles. You know, 30-20, Adam Schefter pops up. He's just like, oh, yeah, it reports that if this, you know, we typically get some stupidity the day of the Super Bowl. That might be it. It might be that day, 11 a.m., 12 p.m. in the afternoon before the game, we get the word. Hickey, I feel it in my bones, man.
You know, you have to chum the waters, right? You have to give the Swifties a reason to watch and then stick through, especially if they win. So you have to have some sort of chum out there of, hey, this could happen. Keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, there's a possibility. I've been hearing that Travis Kelce might. They may have that be the theme of the entire week.
That will be.
Now, what is that thing called? Radio Row? What do they call it now? Media Row? Mm-hmm. That might be the theme for the whole week, bro.
Could you imagine we're there, JR, and we have to ask guests, not about who you think wins the Super Bowl or what does it come down to? Hey, think Travis is going to do it?
No, I'm not asking him that crap. I'm not asking him. I'm not asking him that because, no, not at all. I'll joke about it here, but I'm not asking anybody.
Steve Young, all-time legend. Steve, would you ever propose after the game?
He was like, what? I don't care about this crap. Like, you know who I am? I don't care about this crap. We'll see what happens. Anyway, congratulations to the... well, if he doesn't go to the Super Bowl, he can propose at the Pro Bowl. That'll be the most interesting thing to happen. Well, let's see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Well, actually, today in history, Sammy Sosa said sorry to the Cubs. Dennis Rodman said sorry to his daughter. We got a lot to do before our rollout, which will be the last break for me here in 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's halftime out in Los Angeles. The Broncos lead the Chargers 21-13. Bo Nix has already thrown for two touchdowns. The Broncos win this game. They are automatically in the postseason. And to end the first half, we had a little bit of a, I don't know what the hell it was. Hickey, what happened? Somebody returned a punt and somebody got a free kick? What the hell was that?
So on fourth down, the Broncos punted the football with like 8 seconds left. And one of the Broncos players ran into the Chargers returner as he's calling for a fair catch. Fair catch interference was called.
Penalty. Right. Yeah.
Now, when the play was, because the ball was touched, so it was a fumble, mad scramble. For, by the time the play was blown dead, there's no time left on the clock. But since the defensive team, right, made the penalty, there was one untimed down. So it's a 15-yard penalty, which put them just past midfield, and there's one untimed down. Now, apparently there's a rule, which I've never heard of, JR, and I guess somehow the Chargers did, so credit to them. There's a rule where if it's an untimed down, and there's no time left on the clock, obviously, you are able to, instead of attempting a field goal with a normal snap, attempt a free kick.
What the hell?
So the Chargers attempted a field goal, but lined up like they were, like it was a kickoff, where everyone was lined up across. Yeah. It was a 57-yard field goal. Cameron Dicker jogged into it like it was a normal field goal attempt. He had a holder there, but they didn't have to snap it because it was an untimed down, and he drilled the 57-yard field goal. Wow. In a formation that was like, there was no rush. Like, the Broncos themselves were set up like they were trying to return the kick, and the Chargers were set up like they're going to go chase down the kick. So it was a kickoff, essentially, from just past half field that resulted in 3 points on a 57-yard field goal.
Man,
bizarre.
That's weird as hell. I've never seen. I got to sit down and watch that again. That's just weird as hell. I do know, hey, if you get a penalty and ain't no time left, then the penalty still stands. You get a free play, but I got to look at that one again. The Broncos lead 21-13 at halftime in Los Angeles. I did mention to you, and this is the holiday season, it's time for everybody to reconcile and get together. It's kind of crazy. Sammy Sosa wrote an apology to the Cubs. He wrote a public apology to the Cubs. It appears via his agent. Sammy Sosa, who was with the Cubs 13 seasons, more home runs and most home runs in Cubs history, 545. He said, there were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes and I apologize. The Ricketts family, who owns the Cubs, they basically said you're going to be welcome back with open arms. And it was even earlier this year, Sammy Sosa was sitting down with Fox and he pretty much greased the skids on a return. Listen to this from earlier this year.
Well, like I say, you know, I'm a mature man. I think that it's a possibility that we can do that. I'm open. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I have, like I said, I have a lot of misunderstanding in the past, but now I'm a real man. I feel great. So I recognize my mistake. So, hey, why not?
Are you telling me that you recognize the fact that maybe you did do steroids?
this is, like I say, this is not a question that I expected from you.
Look, he's not going to admit, man, he's like, well, I didn't break any laws, and he's not trying to get any further legal ramifications. So don't ever expect Sammy Sosa to tell you that he did steroids. He did say today, I didn't break any laws, but I apologize. What I did was wrong. I expect that to be the extent. Good for him apologizing, back in the good graces of the Cubs. I hope it stays that way. Good reconciliation. Meanwhile, the Rodman family, Dennis Rodman, one of the greatest NBA players of all time, motor unlike any other, rebounder unlike any other. His daughter, now an accomplished a soccer player, an Olympian, 22 years old. His daughter was on a podcast and basically said, Dennis Rodman was never a dad to me. Listen to this.
You have never really talked about what was going on in your family behind the scenes. What made you feel ready?
We never want to make him look bad, and that is at the cost of kind of holding in a lot. I guess it's just like the anger that I haven't really been able to let out is like difficult for me.
I think a lot of people would assume because you're Dennis Rodman's daughter, money wasn't an issue for you growing up.
We had an expedition and we kind of lived in that for a little bit. We tried to live with him, but he's having parties 24/7. He's bringing random bitches in. He loves the spotlight. He loves the cameras. He loves bringing his children on stage and being like, oh, these are my kids. I'm crying. No one knows what's going on. And I'm like, dude, my dad's here. And then I walk over and again, there's cameras everywhere. He grabs my head and I just start bawling into his arms as if like it's a daddy daughter. Like I lost hope in like ever getting him back. I answer the phone now for like my conscience to be like, he needed to hear my voice before anything happens. Like that's why I answer the phone. Not for me. He's not a dad. Maybe by blood, but nothing else.
Well, man, she got Robin blood. She's an Olympian, accomplished soccer player, 22 years old. You know, why you share this publicly, I don't know. Maybe it's therapeutic. But Dennis Rodman put out a public message. Sorry I wasn't the dad you wanted me to be, but either way, I still tried and I will try and will never stop. And then he continued on saying he hopes that she answers the phone. Hey, it's that time of year, people. If you can reconcile and build and put things back together with the family, you only get one. Go ahead and do it. Time is short because it sure does fly. Our time is flying. It's time to go back to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
December 19th, 1990, Bo Jackson made the NFL Pro Bowl when they still played. He became the first athlete to be named an all-star in two different sports. He did it for the Royals in baseball. He did it for the Raiders. Bo Jackson was asked via ESPN, what made you better and different than everybody else?
As a kid, I got more butt whoopings, which honed that speed, which honed the strength in my mindset. I was the toughest SOB on the field. It didn't matter what it was. It could be track, baseball. I was the toughest, and I wasn't going to let that guy get the best of me.
December 19th, the year 2010, DeSean Jackson had a 65-yard punt return. This was the first quote-unquote walk-off punt return ever, and the Eagles erased a 31-10 deficit versus the Giants. They won the game, took first place in the NFC East. DeSean Jackson, one of the best return men you've ever seen in your life. He was chatting it up about it with LeSean McCoy and Jason Avant on the 25-10 show.
The TV timeout, he was acting up. Hands up, acting all crazy.
Oh, they kicked it to me.
They kicked it to him.
A line drive.
Watch this. All right, get through there.
Right. Hey, you see my block.
J-Vont.
There we go. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Look, see, it's still time left. Now there ain't no time.
Hey, you ain't throwing the ball in the crowd.
Hey, he's so fast, it didn't make sense, man. We can play around with him. Play around with him.
Look.
What did I tell you to do?
I told you. Hey, come here.
He grabbed his ear. He said, I can't hear. The punter grabbed his ear. I can't hear.
It's crazy. The Eagles ended up taking first place against the Giants. Giants didn't make the playoffs despite going 10-6. The Eagles went to the playoffs and lost to the Packers in the first round, and those Packers ended up winning the Super Bowl against the Steelers. Yeah, those are a few things that took place this day, December 19th, in sports history. Well, listen, folks, this is history for me. This is a wrap for 2024. Next time I'm back here on the airwaves with you will be on January 6th. The year will be 2025. Yes, more JR Sport Brief. Hey, Hickey, thank you so much for an amazing year. It's been a pleasure working with you this entire first year. You are amazing to work with, not just as the producer of the show, but as an on-air talent. And I just say thank you. We're past Thanksgiving. We're in the holidays, but I am very thankful for you. Not an issue, not a complaint. I would take every day over and over again. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, it just hit me. We've been together for a year, which I think highlights just how much fun it's been. This flown by. Like that is, I feel like we just started the show, and now all of a sudden, like here we are 1 year in. It's been a blast, and I expect many more to be just like this first one.
Absolutely. And it looks like instead of just listening to the show, it appears that people will have the opportunity to watch the show sooner than later as well. So stick around and pay attention to that. Hickey, where can people follow you?
On Twitter, Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 easiest place.
And you can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Have a tremendous holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, all of it, none of it. The JR Sport Brief show is done. I'll be back. I'll be back on January 6th, but don't go anywhere. Stay tuned on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you to Hickey, and thank you to you all for listening. JR Sport Brief, see you in 2025.